Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1244 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection. You may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are commanded to do good works, but for myself, and maybe for you also, we certainly don't mind if others are aware of what good works we are doing. How should we do our good works for others as we build God's kingdom? In our meditation today, let us consider, do your good works quietly. Good works, that is, being kind and assisting others that are in need or are less fortunate than you, is an important part of our life as a Christ follower. All too often, it is easy for us to fall into the trap of doing good works for the praise and the recognition that we will receive. The Apostle Paul teaches us something different in Titus chapter 2, verse 7. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect with the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Jesus' half-brother James also teaches us to do good works with humility that comes from wisdom. James chapter 3, verses 13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. Jesus himself tells us how not to do good works as he condemns the religious leaders' actions in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward that they will ever get. Hypocrisy, that's an interesting word, and this is the working definition of hypocrisy, to be seen by men. The Greek word for hypocrite originally meant actor, and the first century actors wore masks. A hypocrite, then, is someone who puts on a mask or a false face. Jesus did not say, do not do good works, nor did he even instruct us, do not let your works be seen. We must do good works, and some works, such as benevolence and teaching, may be seen in order to have an impact. So let's be clear. To do a good thing is a good thing. To do good to be seen is not. In fact, to do good to be seen is a serious offense, and here's why. Hypocrisy turns people away from God. When God-hungry souls walk into a congregation of wannabe superstars, what happens? When God-seekers see singers strut like Las Vegas entertainments, when they hear the preacher, a man of slick words, dress, and hair, play to the crowd and exclude God, when other attendees dress to be seen and to make much to-do over the gifts and their offerings, when people enter a church to see God and yet can't see God because of the church, don't think for a second that God doesn't react. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Watch out! Don't do your deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose your reward from your Father in heaven. Hypocrisy turns people against God, so God has a no-tolerance policy on hypocrisy. Let the cold, lifeless body of the embezzling couple, Ananias and Sapphira, from Acts chapter 5, issue their intended warning. Let's take hypocrisy as seriously as God does. But how can we? Well, first, expect no credit for good deeds. None whatsoever. If no one notices, then you aren't disappointed. If someone does, you give credit to God. Ask yourself this question. If no one knew the good that I do, would I still do it? If not, you are doing it to be seen by people. Number 2, give financial gifts in secret. Money stirs the phony within us. We like to be seen earning it, and we like to be seen giving it away. As Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 3, but when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And then number 3, don't fake spirituality. When you go to church, don't select a seat just to be seen or sing just to be heard. If you raise your hands in worship, raise holy hands, not showy ones. When you talk, don't dock your vocabulary with trendy religious terms. Nothing nauseates more than a fake praise the Lord or shallow hallelujah or an insincere glory be to God. The bottom line is, don't make a theater production out of your faith. Watch me, is a call that's used on the playground of young kids, not for those who are building God's kingdom. Silence the trumpets. Cancel the parade. Enough with the name dropping. If accolades do come, politely deflect them before you believe them. Slay the desire to be noticed and stir the desire to serve God. And I think this is something all of us can meditate on today. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. Encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us again tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,243 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.